Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. This week I've been talking about cognitive behavior therapy. I'm going to jump into that in just a moment. Again, I think it's a great reminder of how the Bible really is the ultimate resource for life, how it is something that can help guide us through the storms, challenges, trials of life. And so we'll get to that. Let me take this moment and opportunity to invite you to come to church this Sunday. Go to a church, whichever church you know, where the Bible is taught, where the Bible is preached. That is part of how God wants to minister to you, how he wants to bring the truth of his word to your mind, to help you to renew your mind, to renew the attitude of your mind, to challenge your thinking so that it will therefore impact your emotions, your success in life, your joy for life, your thirst to do all God has called you to do in life. And so I encourage you to do that this Sunday. We always welcome you if you are looking for a church to visit. I preach at the 9 o'clock service at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray and also the 11 o'clock service at Fairfax First Baptist Church. I would love to get to meet you at one of those services. The number to call for more information is 943-8237. I'd also like to tell you that if you've been listening to the program throughout the week, I've been telling you about counseling. I am sharing some negative things about cognitive behavior therapy, which is the number one form of counseling used today by secular counselors. I've said some positive things about it. I think it can help people. I'm thankful for that. But I think it's kind of like trying to do the work of counseling with your hands tied behind your back. You're missing out on the most important and helpful resource in counseling, and that's the Bible. And if, as you've been listening to that program, you've said, you know, I need help with counseling on a particular issue, whether it is an eating disorder, an addiction, depression, anxiety, anger, parenting, marriage issues, any number of things like that, I would encourage you to try out. We have free counseling that we offer here at the church. It is based on the Bible, which I think is the most effective resource you can have to handle any of those kinds of problems in the counseling area. And the number to call, the first session is free. After that, we have very small suggested donation, but it's all based on what you feel like you can do or are led to do, and we don't ask questions about income or anything like that. But the number to call is 943-8237 to get more information about how to set up a counseling appointment. Well, I've talked about cognitive behavior therapy, or CBT. I've told you what some of the strengths are, but basically, psychologists today are only now realizing that what really works and is effective in addressing the emotional turmoil that can afflict people, whether it's anxiety, depression, anger, and so forth, it really has to do with our current thinking and our need to change our thinking and our need to take on some new behaviors and habits in how we behave to help with the emotions. It doesn't have to do with what happened to us when we were 2 years old so much. It has to do with what do we need to think, what is true today. And they're catching on that is what the Bible has always taught, because God knows us. He created us. He knows how we work. He knows how we function. He knows what is broken and what is working, and he knows how to get us from one point to the other. So I applaud CBT in that area. However, CBT has a number of weaknesses. And so I'll summarize this quickly. Number one, it doesn't help us with our greatest need, which is to have the free gift of righteousness, forgiveness for all our sin. That only comes through faith in Jesus Christ and what he has done in his death and resurrection. And so no matter how helpful it might be with some problems, it can't help us with our biggest problem, which the Bible does. The Bible tells us about the free gift of salvation. Secondly, CBT always supports what is helpful. They always try to find out what will be helpful for the person I'm counseling. And the big problem is that with that is, how do you define what is helpful? And so, for instance, they will let the counselee sort of determine the goals. Here's what I want my life to look like. Here's how what I think I need to be happy. And, you know, the Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. We really aren't good guides in our short, limited experience in life to know what is best for us and what will really make us happy. God does know that. And so when you take God's word out of the counseling process, you've just got to hope that your counselee has the right goals. Now, often these goals are obvious, things like keeping a job, being able to make income. And they can be helpful in a sense. They can help you function in life. But again, what is true functioning in life? Jesus says the life is about more than clothing and food. There's something greater in life, and that is being connected to knowing your Creator and enjoying Him and drawing close to Him and following His plan in your life. He has created things for you to do and things for you to do to serve Him that will really bring you true peace and joy in life, and that's left out of the equation when you don't have the Bible. A third thing is that CBT recognizes habits as our problem, and indeed, habits can be a great hindrance to us and a great problem to us, but we want to get even deeper than that. And the Bible is the tool to get to the underlining heart sin that can be a contributing factor to some of those harmful habits. And so the Word of God, the Bible says, is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. It gets right to the deepest level of helping us understand what is off with our thinking, how our thinking is not in line with the truth about who God is and His love for us, and that we can trust Him and even through difficult circumstances. So these are all weaknesses we've looked at. Also, CBT says that what we really need is helpful thinking. We have negative thoughts all the time, and if we just think positive thoughts or think helpful thoughts, then that will solve our emotional problems. And to some degree it does, but again, what are helpful thoughts? For the Bible, what you think about God is the most important thing. Do you really know that God is a loving God who has provided His Son for you to pay for your sin, to offer you eternal life, and that He loves you, that He has a plan for you, that He wants to use you to do great things for His name, and that He wants you to have a passion for Him because that's where you'll find true joy and happiness? Again, with CBT, you can't get any of that because you're not using the Bible. So when you do have the Bible, you have a manual here. You have a resource, the ultimate resource for life, that can guide you in how to think differently and how to behave differently in a way that will develop godly habits that will lead to peace and joy. And what the Bible promises in Joshua 1:8 is to be prosperous and successful in life. What Jesus promises in Matthew chapter 7 is that when the storms of life come, your house will stand because you've put into practice and paid attention to the teachings of Jesus. Jesus says it this way. He calls on all of us to be His disciples, to pay attention to His teaching. He says, "Come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." You might be burdened by a specific diagnosed mental health issue, disorder, or maybe you're just struggling with depression, anxiety. You don't have a specific disorder, but you have an issue that's weighing on you, burdening you. The Bible says, "Come to Me." Jesus says, "Come to Me." And what He means by this is, He says it in verse 29. You know, what does "come to Me" mean? Does that just mean we say a prayer to Jesus? No. He says, "Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me." He's talking about learning from Jesus, studying His teachings, applying them to your life. In other words, changing your thinking, renewing your mind, taking on behaviors that will form habits. And this is when Jesus says, He will give you rest. He says, "For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." If you are interested in counseling either for yourself or someone you care about, we take seriously how helpful and how important it is to counsel people from the Bible, truths that will lead you to a better place in life, this place of rest, peace, and joy. The number to call to get information on this, it is offered to you free of charge. It is 943-8237. That's 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.